Hello, I'm Roisin Hasty with the BBC News. The head of the UN's nuclear watchdog has condemned a drone attack on the Russian-occupied Zaporizhzhia power plant in Ukraine. Rafael Grossi said no one could possibly benefit from such attacks. Bethany Bell reports from Vienna, where the International Atomic Energy Agency is based.
The IAEA said this was a serious incident, which had the potential to undermine the integrity of the reactor's containment system. The head of the agency, Rafael Grossi, said there'd been at least three direct hits against the plant's main reactor containment structures. He urged both sides not to jeopardize nuclear safety. Both Russia and Ukraine regularly accuse each other of shelling the plant and risking nuclear disaster.
Palestinians have begun returning to what's left of their homes in the devastated city of Khan Yunis in southern Gaza after Israeli troops withdrew. Israel's defense minister said the soldiers had left to prepare for future operations against Hamas, including in the overcrowded town of Rafah, where more than a million Palestinians have sought shelter. Jeremy McGoldrick, who works with the UN's special coordinator for the Middle East peace process, outlined his concerns about an incursion in Rafah.
We have to be ready for the possibility of people leaving Rafah because there's very few places for them to go. And for us, we really struggle to pre-position enough material, non-food items, shelter material and water, especially at this time of year when the weather's becoming so hot. And we're really struggling to get prepared.
In Israel itself, thousands of people have again rallied in Jerusalem to demand that the government does more to secure the release of hostages held by Hamas. Fighting in the Syrian province of Deraa is reported to have left 17 people dead. A British-based monitoring group said the violence was linked to an explosion on Saturday, which killed 8 children. One of the groups involved in the latest fighting is reported to be led by a former member of the Islamic State group who now works for Syrian military intelligence. Officials in northern Mozambique say more than 90 people have died after an overcrowded boat capsized. Those on board were said to have been fleeing to an island because of fears about cholera. Temeskin Debasai reports.
The authorities in Nampula province said the makeshift ferry was carrying about 130 passengers, including many children. It was transporting them to a nearby island when it sank. Search and rescue teams have found at least 5 survivors so far. An official in Nampula said those on board were fleeing from the mainland because they were panicked by disinformation about cholera. An outbreak of the disease has killed more than 30 people across Mozambique since October. An investigation is getting underway to determine the cause of the accident.
World News from the BBC. The owner of the ex-social media platform, Elon Musk, has called for the resignation or impeachment of a Brazilian Supreme Court judge who ordered him to block a number of accounts. Mr. Musk says he will ignore the judge's ruling. Leonardo Rocha reports.
Mr. Musk said that the judge, Alexandre de Moraes, had repeatedly betrayed the constitution and the people of Brazil. He said that Mr. Moraes ordered the ex-platform, which was formerly known as Twitter, to block the accounts of individuals who post messages deemed anti-democratic. Many of them are supporters of the former right-wing president Jair Bolsonaro, who called Elon Musk a true hero of Brazilian democracy. Mr. Musk said the judge had imposed heavy fines on X and threatened to arrest its employees.
Votes are being counted in Poland's local and mayoral elections. Exit polls suggest the opposition right-wing Law and Justice Party has finished first, ahead of Prime Minister Donald Tusk's centrist Civic Coalition. But his pro-European allies appear to have won more than half the votes overall. Air safety investigators in the United States are trying to find out why the casing of an engine ripped off during a passenger flight from Denver. Online video shows the protective cover flapping against the wing of the Boeing 737-800 as it returned to the airport. The Southwest Airlines plane landed safely. No one was hurt. A British charity says tanning salons should have graphic warning signs similar to those found on cigarette packets. Skin Cancer UK argues making it mandatory to tell customers about the dangers of using sunbeds could save lives. It says it's concerned that social media is fueling a rise in their use among younger people, with more than 200 million searches for the term sunbed on TikTok in the last year. Too much exposure to ultraviolet light can lead to skin cancer. BBC News.